You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan's state parks are having their 100th birthday this year, and to mark the anniversary, we're talking to people who work at some of these parks to get their insider's look at their park. People like Sandy Richardson, who works at Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. It is Michigan's biggest state park, 60,000 acres in Gogebic and Onondaga counties. Sandy, if people want to see what pre-logging Michigan looked like, this must be the park for them.
Oh, absolutely. Some of the most beautiful old-growth forests exist here in the Porcupine Mountains. Some of these trees are 200, 300 years old.
That's stunning. So of the 60,000 acres at the park, how many acres would you say are the old-growth forest?
There's about 38,000 acres.
And I'm curious, how did this, you know, huge amount of beautiful, beautiful old forest, how did it get saved to become a park?
Back in the mid-40s, about 1942, 43, it started to become pressurized by logging. There was a lot of logging interest in the area surrounding the now park. And as it approached some of this old growth forest, a couple of gentlemen came up with the idea that they needed to preserve the state park, the land as a state park. They began the movement for the Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park, and in 1945, they succeeded. And the Porcupine Mountains State Park was formed at that time.
So it's really a perfect example of the purpose of a state park is to kind of preserve and let us understand what Michigan looked like.
Absolutely.
Do you have a very, very favorite spot in the park?
Oh, there's so many. To be honest with you, I have several favorite areas.
Tell us.
So it's hard to identify just one.
You get to pick more than one.
Good. So the Lake of the Clouds absolutely is by far the most famous overlook area, probably in the Midwest. The Lake of the Clouds is at about 1,300 feet above sea level, and it overlooks the Big Carp River Valley and old growth forest wilderness laying out in the river valley before you.
Oh, sounds wonderful. And I can imagine with the seasons, you get a different show each time you come.
Oh, we really do. It is spectacular. I would say in the fall, probably by far, is the most attended. It looks like somebody took a paintbrush and just washed over the whole valley. It is gorgeous. Spring is another time when the trees bring on some color in late May, just before we reach summertime of mid-June. The trees will take on the additional color of the red maple buds that are starting to pop. Some of the ash trees will show their silvers and different colors like that. So again, you can get a little bit of color showing in the valley up there in the spring. And right now in the summertime, it is a green blanket against a deep blue sky. It is fantastic.
What's your favorite memory?
Favorite memory in the park is when I was hunting in the fall. I do hunt white-tailed deer, and as I was walking up through the hillsides of the park, came upon a very deep, dense balsam forest thicket. Something in there drew me in, and I had to just go there. So as I found my way through this thicket of balsams, suddenly I saw what appeared to me to be a bear den. So as I walked over to it, sure enough, it was a bear den, not occupied at the time, which was good. But there was evidence that there had been bear activity there with some bear tracks and some bear fur, things like that. So to this day, we do take the public in there on a bear den hike. Our interpretive services people have scheduled group activities, and this is one of them. One of the most popular, I would say.
So elevator pitch, Sandy, why should someone come visit Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park?
People should come to the park because it's an unforgettable experience. It is unlike anything else in the Midwest, with the tall, towering virgin timber, over 100 waterfalls in the park. There is 90 miles of interconnecting trail system for hiking that is maintained by the Park Service with signage and brushing and that kind of thing. One of the highest areas in the park is Summit Peak. It is 1,958 feet above sea level. It is one of the highest overlook areas in Michigan.
You make me want to get in my car and head right up I-75, get to the Upper Peninsula, and be there with you at Porcupine Mountains Wilderness State Park. Sandy Richardson, great talking with you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you.